Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I swear I think I'm out of lottery tickets. I don't even have one to hold up.
Wow.
Everybody in the bar has got a lottery ticket here.
Wow. Someone's hitting. Someone's hitting.
Did anybody win yet? Anybody win? We got a winner? No winners? Oh, come on. Somebody's got to win some money. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're out here. Somebody won. We got a winner? I don't know. Maryland Lottery putting us out on the road. Our friends at Curio Wellness are feeding us well. I'm at Coco's. I'm about to have the coconut shrimp. But
In
lieu of that, I have my co-hosts. Mike Rosigliano is here, neighbor resident here in beautiful Lauraville. Eater, bow beer drinker, and really sadly this week, I mean, this is really a bad week to have you on like this.
Really?
You're probably going to be rooting for the wrong football team on Sunday night, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
I am a very 50-50 guy on these two teams, on Ravens and Bills. Terry, my wife,
she's
from Buffalo, so she's a little more. But, I mean, I would love to see.
You wear the Oriole hat to kind of balance it out, or what are you trying to do?
Yeah, no, I was at the game last today, so I'm still in O's mode.
Well,
I have Ravens socks on, man.
But the Ravens have won two Super Bowls. How many have the Bills won? Right.
That's exactly why I root for the Bills. Well, you know, because they haven't gotten there yet. I would love to see a parade in my old city just one time, because I have been here for both parades in this city, and it's two of the greatest days I've ever
Can
spent
you imagine
in my life.
A parade in Buffalo?
It would be so gonzo, and it's so long awaited in that team. They've had so many disappointments along the way in hockey and in football.
Well, I collect belt buckles, right? You know, I collect these.
Yes.
I still have never found the Buffalo Bills. I saw Kansas City Chiefs from 1971 football belt buckles, right? And I should say this to you. I found an old Buffalo. What was the name of their team? The Buffalo Braves, right? They were the NBA team.
Oh,
right?
Yes, the Braves, sure.
I found this belt buckle. I want to show it to you.
Yeah, that is nice.
I mean, look at that thing there.
That is legit.
So when I think of Buffalo, but they also, they made old Sabres ones, and the Sabres ones exist too. Really expensive. I mean, but Buffalo is one of those places, like, they can't have a baseball parade. They can't have an NBA parade,
yeah.
Right? I mean, Cleveland got out the side door, had an NBA parade.
They had a
LeBron parade, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, when you're in Buffalo.
Buffalo,
all you really have is. Well, the Sabres got screwed in that.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's part of their history on this thing. They did win two AFC championships right before Super Bowl
year. At the Rock Pile.
64 and 65, I think it was.
Was that Jack Kemp?
Jack Kemp and Mike Stratton and all these great old built AFL players.
I didn't even realize they were AFL champions in the 60s.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Twice, back-to-back back-to-back
years.
You're
teaching me. Okay, good.
But no, Super Bowl era, no. We've fallen short.
What did they call you when you won the AFL championship in 1963? Because it was considered to be a real junior circuit to the NFL, right?
I mean, I wasn't living there at the time, so I'm not sure what
we're
the
champions, kind of.
I think we were the AFL champions, and we were proud to be AFL champions because we thought that was the best league. You know, we thought it was the throwingest league. It was like – it was an exciting league.
Oh, I there know. Joe Namath signed up. I know.
Joe Namath and a lot of great players.
Len
Keith
Dawson.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of dynamic players and big offenses in those AFL days.
Lance Allworth
were my favorite players, of course. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Rasig is here, artist extraordinaire, sports cartoonist extraordinaire. I got to turn my headset up a little bit so I get my levels right. I want to talk about your wife in Africa, and Terry has been doing that. Maybe we can get her here before the end of the show. Marcella is going to come on, and you're going to have to explain what your wife has been doing over in Africa. Because I really want, on a human level, I want to know that.
Yes.
You've got your Oriole hat, your Raven socks, you got your bow beer here. Let's start with football, and then we'll work backward to baseball with you and me. Because you're not drawing sports cartoons every day. I had you about 2 months ago with Kevin Gallagher and Dan Rogers.
Day.
What a great day that
what
was.
What a fun
it
day.
I saw Thomas Rhodes. He was here for the 40th anniversary the other day from
That's
Zeke's
wonderful,
Coffee.
Wonderful, yeah.
So the football thing for the Ravens and the expectations. I mean, the Bills have the same thing right now. And you went through the other era with Jim Kelly when it didn't happen and OJ when it didn't happen and like all that stuff. this game, as important as it is here on the road and whatever, every game's like that in Buffalo because they've never won.
That's true.
Right, so I mean, I feel like there's a different level of want, need, passion amongst their fan base. It's a different thing opening at home. But the level of scrutiny for the Ravens and the off seasons that they've had, Derrick Henry, Jair Alexander, getting Roquan Smith. They just gave Kyle Hamilton $100 million since I set up here. Right,
wow.
So, I mean, the Ravens have all of this pedigree and the background, but we are starting to wonder whether Lamar's going to get it done, right?
I'm like everyone else. It's the best team on paper in the league. Maybe the Eagles, but maybe I would say this team.
Well,
they have
if
more
you're a betting person. You
if
bet
you're a
on.
Betting person, yeah. What is there more first round picks on this team than any other team by far? Like the Ravens draft well, so they keep their first round picks and they sign other people.
And Hall of Famers picks. Decide to come here and play at the end of their career. I mean, so whether it was Rod Woodson 30 years ago and Shannon Sharp, or whether it's at this point Derrick Henry. Hopkins.
I mean, right? They are a loaded team that we'll all be disappointed if they don't get to the championship game at least this year. We will. We'll be disappointed as Ravens fans if this team doesn't get to the championship game based on their talent. Again.
And if you get to the championship game and lose, it's still no good.
It's still no good, of course. Of course, because that's been our legacy lately. But I don't know. I think as a Bills fan, I think they're gonna have quite a team to have to contend with on the opening day that they the Bills traditionally the last few years with Allen have started out like gangbusters. So that's gonna be a great game.
Well, the Ravens beat their ass pretty good early in the year
last year, but not yet.
And the Ravens got off to an 0-2 start. It wasn't good. That Bills game is sort of when they came to life. September in this measuring point where the Ravens have Bills on the road, Joe Flacco coming here, laugh at the Browns all you want. The Detroit game. This is like a murderer's row to start the month, right? And 2-2 might be good. 3-1 would be outstanding.
Right.
But if the one you win or lose is Kansas City or Buffalo, you mentioned the most important thing we can do is get to the championship game and then win it. It's a lot easier to win it when you play it at home.
True.
And that is going to be really the September trajectory for the team to say, are they 3-1 and are we feeling like they're going to be – they already beat Kansas City, already beat Buffalo.
Right.
Now they're in that position. Or are they 2-2 and the two games they won are Cleveland and Detroit? And you're like, well, you're still going to have to go on the road in January. Because if you start to think you have to go on the road in January, in October – you're always going uphill. The Ravens were always doing that with New England. They were always doing that with Pittsburgh in their own division. They did it with Tennessee in their own division 30 years ago, right? Like, when you're playing uphill at 1-3, 2-2, 0-2, wherever it is, but they also have this opportunity to be 3-1, 4-0, and bury these teams early if they can go on the road and win a couple of these games.
They have the talent, if they can stay healthy, of course, to bury a lot of teams this year. Offensively for sure, and defensively, they certainly seem like an interesting team with the way they've stacked their secondary. You know, so
how they're going to use Kyle Hamilton becomes interesting because they've used him two completely different ways.
Exactly. So
they've had more success using him conservatively, which is crazy.
Their top five secondary guys are all first round picks. Am I right about it? Was Jair Alexander all of them are first round picks. So there's just a ton of talent there. We've gone into a season before as Ravens fans with these high hopes for the secondary before. It was a few years ago we thought it was the strength of our team.
Well, it was Earl Thomas, that era.
And all those guys.
Spent all that money on Marcus Williams.
Exactly.
Right?
A lot of guys got hurt. A lot of guys got disappointed. The second string guys got hurt that year. Everything. So, you know, what looks good on paper doesn't necessarily translate for the season. But I certainly love, as a Ravens fan, what they've done to shore up the secondary and to make this defense look pretty intimidating, too. I mean, if we have a great bully offense and a great bully defense, it is going to be hard to stop this team.
But about the kicker.
Kicker. The kicker has been the big question mark, but he's looked good. You know, like I don't have the same confidence level that I had with Tucker. But
at least he won't be out like sexually harassing women all over the
city. Exactly. So
you know, serial predator.
No, I think he has a fun name. I think we'll have some fun with it as fans. You know, we needed a new guy to go ooh to it. Now it's going to be Lou.
Lou.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So you know, that's cool.
You've already started that? Is that
I have heard people say it, so I'm on board with it. You know. It's all good with this
Lou,
team if
I'm
we can stay healthy, I think. You know.
Says the guy in the Oriole hat who sat here 6 months ago and said, we're as good as we've ever been. We're going to be... you know.
Eternal optimist.
All right. Well, I did not talk any sports with you the last time I had you on, man. I think we talked exclusively politics. We talked political cartooning. We talked about the Sun. We talked about journalism.
Exactly.
We talked about you know, whether you're a sports cartoonist or a political cartoonist, you piss people off. Whether you're a sports columnist or with the Orioles, this would have been if you were a prick cartoonist, and you were from time to time, you want to be tough, this would have been something for them. You would have had pitchers and body bags. You would have, you know, you probably would have had funny things going on had you wanted to be mean to David Rubenstein about making his own bobblehead. I mean, you would have had you would have had stuff this year to work with.
There's been plenty of material this year. And again, I
fired manager.
Right. I think
general manager picking his nose on national TV.
I think the rule, my rule in my head is what Cal did and does for a living, you can be crueler because you're talking about people whose livelihoods make a difference in our lives. Politicians, you know, legislators, presidents.
People that create war.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Whereas,
including
you know,
with our own people in D.C. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, oh, that's something.
In the military and on our own people.
We have, by the way, I wanted to mention this. There's a protest in our neighborhood every Wednesday night. So after your show, I'm going out, get my sign, and stand on Hartford Road with, you know, 50 or 60 other people. Hopefully those crowds grow. And we protest what's going on in our country right now every week from 5 to 6. And it's pretty cool to see.
As a true artiste that you are and cartoonist and caricature man that you are, there's nothing that has stood up better for me in the last 48 hours than Dick Tater.
I like that, yeah, a lot. Really, that's perfect.
Dick Tater.
Right.
Perfect.
I should run home and make that poster and hold that one up today for
well,
the
I found the potato. Did you see the potato?
Yes,
the spot
I did. I loved it.
The potato was great.
Potato was great. So, yeah, Wednesdays, for anyone that's out there that is not satisfied with what's going on right now, this is a very friendly, fun group of
Can I eat
mostly,
some coconut shrimp while I do it?
Oh, sure, okay. Of course. Of mostly older people. It's mostly a bunch of children of the 60s
Did
and 70s
that
are out there.
Did you protest the Vietnam War?
Yeah, sure, of course. But, I mean, this is, yes. But this
is a war from within.
This is a war from within. And, you know, we live in a city that's mostly blue anyway, so we're preaching to the choir here. But it is kind of heartening to hear all the honks coming down, when the cars come down the street, and we're holding up our signs.
I'm going to fix your mic. Mike Resigliano's here. He is Resig. He is my co-host with a K. We are at Coco's. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Curio Wellness, sending us out on the road so I can have delicious things like the coconut shrimp here. I would feature the cream of crab soup. It's pretty good, too.
Yes.
You know about the crab cake.
Yes,
I don't need
course.
To talk about the crab cakes here. But they're on every plate as they come out. Crab cake. And I'm taking the ribs home tonight. So
wow.
I've been eating a lot of food, Rasig. You know this, right?
You still look good, Ness. You haven't really pounded the
I'll never
poundage.
Be as skinny as you, but you know, you were going to ask me about my 27 places to eat.
Yeah, like, so I've been following it, of course, on Facebook, and it's been really fun to see these incredible concoctions. The one the other day I saw was the French toast thing with
Captain Crunch.
Oh, at
Blue Moon? You've never been to Blue Moon?
I have been to Blue Moon, but I've never had that concoction there, you know, with the Captain Crunch
thing.
Well,
it sort of put them on a map, you know what
yes,
I mean? Sort of like the crab cake put Coco's on a map here, you know?
I know. And I do like that kind of sweet
thing.
Breakfast, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But I think I've mostly gone for.
I'll take you down for some syrup as well. I'll get that going in. So I'm eating, and August is a great month to do this, right? Because the Orioles were in last place when I concocted all of this,
right?
the Orioles thing's problematic, right? I mean, is there anything you want to say? I mean, we're on the backside of Bradish going out and looking like Bradish, and nobody can hit the ball. And it's really been a curious year. You've watched a lifetime of baseball. You're a little older than me. I've watched a lifetime of baseball. I don't ever remember a season where it looked like it could be good, because we haven't had a lot of that around where it looked like it could be good,
no,
for real.
Right.
And to have it go this sour in this way, and it's like I told Luke, there is this consolation prize for he and I, although we'll be talking nothing but football the next month, I guess.
Yes.
That there is this point where, like, Kobe Mayo's going to get his at-bats, and if one or two of these guys, Kowser, Rutschman, Beavers, you know, any of these guys can do what Trevor Rogers has done over
Trevor
the last
Rogers
8 weeks,
has been
which is just sort
story.
Of like, look like something I can legitimately open my microphone as a washed-up sports, former sports host is what I am, former media member,
yeah.
And for the next 6 months say, hey, they sucked, they were in last place, but they went 16-11 in September. Rutschman hit .312 and hit 5 home runs in September.
Right.
Henderson hit some home runs in September.
Right.
Beaver's kid did all right. Holiday straightened out. It got good. Kowser isn't Mendoza. He hit .321 in September.
That's
right. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Kyle Bradish made 6 starts to end the year and had a 2.8 ERA and got to the 6th inning in 5 or 6 of his starts.
What you're saying is exactly what I've been thinking, which is that where is the guy? Where is the Ronald Acuna? Where is this guy that other teams seem to have that just surfaces, becomes their superstar? We thought it's Gunner, right? I mean,
I've said all along, I thought that Westberg would be the longevity play to be, and this is a great question for you. Luke and I, with this team being this awful and our historic perspective, we have asked, and I wrote a headline this week at Baltimore Positive, where's the next Nick Markakis? Not Adam Jones. Adam Jones in the Hall are pretty good. Just give me a player that's going to be a 14-year Major League Baseball player. That's
I mean, I
hit
think
270
that-
every year, hit 15 home runs, stick around, play great defense, and
okay.
Be a long-term, not Matt Wieters, right?
Right.
Not a flame-out. I called him Dave Duncan the other day, and I looked at their numbers, and they're not that dissimilar.
Right, yeah.
But Wieters was a number 4 pick overall.
He was.
Adley Rutschman was a 1-1, right? I mean, all these 1-1s.
These 1-1s, even Holiday, like who I love, but and who looked like he was really coming on as a player this year, has slumped again lately, right? So you just are waiting for this guy to just boom and become a superstar, and it so far it hasn't happened.
Where's my Scott Rolen? You know what I mean? Where's my whatever?
I mean, don't you think Westberg is at least that? He's steady when he's in the lineup. When he's in the lineup.
He's hurt.
Westberg is that.
I mean, we're done talking about Grayson Rodriguez, right? We're done talking about Bautista, right?
Yeah.
I mean, guys are just done talking. I mean, to some degree, Rutschman is on borrowed time with this Bassaio deal. And
exactly. I mean, the Bassaio deal was, for me as a fan, the most encouraging thing that I've heard all year, is that we started to sign, we hope there's more, some of the young talent that we've got.
I worry that he's Colton Kowser, right? I mean, at this point, if you had given Rutschman $90 million 4 years, he wouldn't have taken it. But if you'd given it to him, I don't even know if that would even be a good deal right now.
I mean, the Red Sox just did it with the kid Campbell, right? They gave him a big contract.
Dude, if you had to pay Rutschman $30 million in 2028 and 2029 right now,
it would be a bad deal.
It wouldn't look good right now.
It would be a bad deal. So, I don't know. You got to take some stabs on some of these guys.
You have to.
The Tribe did it years ago with Baerga and Bell.
Lofton.
You know, remember, they were one of the first teams to do it. Ramirez. And it paid off for the most part of them. Most of those guys ended up being terrific players. Some of them got traded away. But I believe you got to take
some
chances.
Well, it's different than what Kansas City had to do with Moustakas and Hosmer and those guys that they were at the end of that period. In the same way that Chris Davis was at the end of his rope and they gave him the money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, and Adley Rutschman, man, first year going to the Hall of Fame. Second year, win 101 games. Third year, hits 200. Fourth year, nothing.
Right.
And now you sign another catcher to all this money.
Right, and draft 2 more catchers, by the way. Early.
Yeah, both first round. So the organization to me is spastic right now. Like it's really, it's manic.
I cannot argue with you on that. Like that's, I want to be positive about this team, but I flat out wonder if we have the makeup in the front office to take us deep into the playoffs or to a World Series.
A very good man you know, who I know very well, who I ran into on Sunday at table number 11 over there. He came up to me on Sunday here at the Coco's 40th anniversary party, and he said to his handlebar mustache, it's appeared in one or two of your cartoons, he said to me, "They don't know what they're doing, dude." And it was like taking phone calls from Nick the Greek all over again.
Right.
Like he said to me, "They don't know what they're doing, dude."
You are talking to one of the most curmudgeon-y people that I know.
And you knew,
yeah.
You do know I said to him, "No, they don't." I mean, why are they giving Masayo 70? He hadn't had 10 at bats yet. You know what I mean? At least let him go out and hit 320 in September and get money. I mean, I don't. It smacked of desperation to me. It smacked of needing a headline. It smacked of Daddy Rubenstein needing to have a press conference. Like, just all of it feels so Johnny Bravo that they're trying to save their own reputation.
I see everything you're saying. That makes sense to me. But I, as an Orioles fan, I still was encouraged that they signed somebody that is highly touted on this
Even
team.
If it stinks. They did something, even if it didn't work out.
I mean, I was wondering if they were going to ever sign anybody. You know, like, so they signed someone, so now I have a little hope that they're going to sign someone else of significance on this team. So, yeah, I was for the signing. But I understand your point. It's
manic.
It comes at it.
It doesn't make
it
sense.
It looks like a bit of desperation on their part.
Well, they can't sign Henderson. They can't sign Westbrook. I mean, they can't sign anybody that's connected to Boras, so they can't. Fans can clamor, call the fan, call Ed Norris. You can't. It's like marrying someone you can't marry. You know what I mean? Like it's.
So what do we do then? I mean,
you sign Masayo.
So we sign Masayo.
All
so
right. Well,
I mean,
but he's got to be able to play.
Exactly.
I keep going to that, and no one can answer that. But he's got $80 million. He's going to sleep well. I know
he's
that.
He's going to sleep well.
This is the example I used, and this is me being the village idiot. I told Luke this week I would have given Jonathan Scope a contract. He did it for 3 years. He did it.
He didn't have the pedigree that this guy has. You know, it's Jonathan Scope. This guy's a high draft pick that is one of the top prospects in baseball. So that's why you're projecting that his career's arc is going to be really good. You know that.
I think he's projected as being a DH 4 years from now, too. So there is – he better hit 35 home runs.
It's a great point.
He better hit for power. That's why they gave him the money.
He doesn't.
They don't think he's a good catcher.
Right.
Dean Kramer certainly doesn't think he's a good catcher. Maybe they think he could be a better catcher.
Right.
But how good of a catcher do you want? Even if you're a good catcher, you're not going to catch 120 games a year.
True.
If they got $30 million, they're going to like save your knees. Right?
Right.
I mean,
I was surprised that they signed him. But again, I was pleased that they signed him. So I don't know how many other O's fans out there are pleased. It's not my money, man. Just sign some guys.
That's what I said. It ain't my money.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to be pleased about with them anymore because there hasn't been a lot to be pleased about.
Other than, you know, like you said, you know, it gave them an opportunity to say there's going to be more of these down the line. So it appeases, you know, some O's fans like me.
Do you go to games?
I've only been to a few this year. I was there last night for a party for my friend.
Okay.
And it was very frustrating to be there last night because I made a pool for the people that were at the game, and it only had 7 plays on it. The first one is first Oriole to score a run. Second play was last Oriole to score a run in the game.
Third Are you inducing people to wager at Oriole Park?
I mean, $1 each. It was just a fun pool.
Right. John Martin's not going to hear about this.
We didn't have anybody score a run
I know.
To start or end the
what
game.
What happens to the money?
Someone won because there were enough plays. There was a relish mustard hot dog play. There was a total pitchers used play. It was fun, you know. It's just fun plays. So there was enough things.
Dude, whatever you can do to get your rocks off until the Bills start winning or losing. That's all I'm going to say. You know, Rasig is here, cartoonist to the stars, my co-host for all things here at Coco's. Never be confused with Cuckoo's. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Curio have us out eating things, including the coconut shrimp and all that. Anything on the season at all?
I want to go back to the Zeke's thing a month ago, I guess, whenever it was. It was just so much fun being on with Dan and Cal and Thomas and Nick. My son was on that day. It was really a fun, great
show. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I try to make them all great. You say today's not good.
Today is excellent.
You know what's going to make today better?
Until I got on.
We're going to get Marcella over here, and you're going to talk about your beautiful wife, Terry, going over to Africa.
Nice. Yes. Well, she is supposed to be here. I will speak in her absence.
Gonna take some time to do that.
And she will come in. And the It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Did she have a great time?
She had a fantastic time. She, was overwhelmed. So she, just to kind of just give you a little bit of info on this, my wife Terry belongs to a group called Future in Our Hands USA. Her sister, Linda, started that group. She was a nun, Catholic nun, went over there, was touched by the need of the people there. And when Linda passed away at the beginning of COVID, Terry said, I'm going to, get involved in this. And so she's been with this very small group that raises funds to put freshwater wells in Kenya and to help students go to school there. And they struggle, as most nonprofits do. They struggle to come up with funding to do this thing. So anyway, they planned the trip this year, and seven of them went over to Kenya and met their constituents, met their clients that they've been working with all year. Were welcomed with open arms. We're celebrated.
I saw the videos,
we're
man.
Celebrated.
It's like unbelievable,
It was
right?
wonderful.
I mean, just a beautiful.
But the need there is very overwhelming for Terry, so she, and I told her there's only so much you can
do. Well, she's an empath to begin with, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
Her heart's way bigger than she is.
Exactly. So, I said, you do what you can do. Someday, maybe you'll find a nice corporate sponsor for your group that will really help it along.
Are you going to put me to work to feed Africa? I did that back in 85 at Live Aid.
Anything you could do, running around in your underwear, whatever, towards the towards that would be
you've
welcome.
You've known me longer than anybody. There's nothing you put past me, right? I mean, if Trump could be president one day, maybe I'll still be president before it's all over with. I don't know, I mean, think about it, right?
Please, please. Oh, my God. Yeah, you would. You're saying you as president instead of Trump? Is that
I don't know.
Yes,
I mean, anything's possible, I guess is what I'm saying.
Let's just say, in my opinion, you or I would do much, much better.
Anybody who's not a Russian asset or a Russian asset would be better.
Protest tonight, Wednesday night.
Yeah, let me know when the military takes over the streets of Baltimore. I'll be down here with that Wednesday.
We
I promise you
we
that.
Will welcome you with open arms, of course. Yeah. But
Dictator.
Yes.
Dictator.
Sorry, that's what he is. Sorry. Sorry for those of you. And I do trivia on Facebook every day.
And sometimes Republicans participate.
A couple of Republicans will get in there and have their little bit of say.
I don't know what that means anymore. I've had a lot of Republicans on the show even the last couple of weeks.
I don't want to say the Republicans. I just want to say they're people
supporting
that
this.
Support this to the hilt. You know what I mean? That don't really understand.
Well, you know what they called them back in Germany in the 40s, right? The people who went along with...
No.
With the Nazis, you know what they called them?
No.
Nazis. It's really what they called them. I'm not even laughing about
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But the people that went along with the Nazis in the 30s, they had a name for them.
Yes.
Nazis.
Okay.
They didn't call them Nazi sympathizers.
You're right.
It's just what they called them.
I try to not use that one a lot, but I can't honestly say that.
They're picking people up like me on the streets and putting them into cages in downtown Baltimore. I've talked to the congressman. I've talked to Odette Ramos, counselor. They've gone down. We're at a really, really squishy point in American history here. I don't think there's any.
Oh, good.
So
God,
much so
we
that
are.
I turned my show from sports into that because Orioles are nice. How Lamar does is nice, but
it is
what's going on in our country.
To say what I'm today, to say, I said I run a little trivia game, to say that, it's all trivial compared to what's going on, in our country and in our world.
This
right
is
now.
Important.
It's very important.
Very important.
I'm
We're not
really
with the
sure,
Russians.
And I don't think anyone is sure how
Seeing
to actually
that
overcome
meeting
this
stuff.
Week,
it just was like, just Kim Jong-un.
Oh, my God. I can't understand why more people are not waking up.
How can
up
this be acceptable to anyone?
Waking
to anyone?
Up to it,
to anyone?
Someone said to me the other day, My neighbor, we were at a fire pit, and he said, well, whatever good things Trump has done. I said, I can honestly say
I can't think of one.
I cannot think of one on a small or a large level.
I can't think of a sentence that's come out of his mouth that I've agreed with in 10 years. I can't think of anything kind that's ever been said that's been...
He said something kind about Taylor Swift yesterday, because she got engaged.
He's also called her all sorts of names.
Of course, you know. He said something like, she's a very sweet person, and I'm a fan of hers. You know, that was... Actually, kind of shocking
not.
To me.
No, he's trying to get votes.
Not. Of course he's not. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift was spit in his eye.
I think so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I think so.
And she's tall enough to do it.
I did see a good Bill.
She's got a big boyfriend, too, for Jimmy. Fiance.
Fiance, right. Of course. Right. I saw a fun meme on that today where, you know, they have the very famous photo of Josh Allen leaping over some athletes, and they use that everywhere. And today, when they did the announcement, they had Josh Allen leaping over the proposal, you know, over the two of them.
Mr. Bills guy. So right. I want to give some love to the Chiefs and to Travis Kelce here for just, you know, one moment in all of this in the Taylor Swift debate and all that. They are America's couple, right?
I mean, literally, as a Bills fan and a Ravens fan, I should hate anybody that's on the Chiefs, but I love Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I do.
I don't like Mahomes' girlfriend or his brother.
I don't like the Chiefs in general, but
I like Andy.
Andy's all right, you know, but I mean, I don't like him because he beats us, you know.
Andy's a good man. He's a Mormon. He's a nice man.
The Ravens have only lost one postseason big game to the Chiefs. It was a big one because you referred to home field advantage, and we had the home field advantage in that game.
We had Taylor Swift come here.
And that will haunt.
That should be the goal. Make Taylor Swift come back to Baltimore.
That should haunt Raven fans until we win, you know, a Super Bowl.
Well, that
in this
Mark
town.
Andrews dropping the ball and the fumble and like
still
all,
not the same.
All
we
some
hosted
of on TV
the
this
championship
week.
Game, man, to a team that wasn't even that good that year, and they just got it together and beat us in that game. One of the most disappointing sporting events I've ever seen. But anyway, I like this couple. You know, I think Travis Kelce was a fun host on SNL. I think Taylor Swift, I love her for her boldness with regards to the person in charge right now. I mean, they're fun.
And what she's done for girls.
And what she's
what
done
she's
for
done
girls.
For women.
Exactly. So, yeah, God
Empowering
bless
Empowering women? God.
God bless
her. She's the real Mary Tyler Moore. She is the real... That girl, right?
She is.
Literally.
That's a great analogy. I like it. I'm all for him. You know, like I congratulate him. It's a great. What did they call it? The proposal heard around the world or whatever.
She's like Madonna. If she didn't dress like Madonna back in the day, you know.
True.
She's like an acceptable Madonna. You know?
I'm for him, but let's find a way to beat the Chiefs this year.
I still love Madonna.
Ravens are, of course. Yeah. Ravens or Bills. One of you guys got to find a way to beat the Chiefs this year. You know, one of these two teams have to find a way to beat the Chiefs this year. It's got to happen.
I don't know what to say. Season starts next week, and that's why we watch. Rasig is here. He still draws a little bit. You can find him out online doing trivia and fun and all sorts of stuff. Semi-retirement, but never retired. His mind is still very active and physically looking spry enough to protest our government right out here.
Yeah,
on
let's
Road
go.
Here. We're Coco's. Marcella's going to come by. We're going to talk a little bit about Africa and what your wife's doing. We're going to talk about the 40th anniversary here at Coco's.
Oh, wow.
We're going to give out some more Maryland Lottery tickets if we can find some at the bottom of my bag. I am Nestor. We are celebrating 27 years of this and 40 years of that, and we're going to have some coconut shrimp proper with that raspberry
nice.
Jalapeno nonsense going on.
Really?
I'm looking forward to it. Back for
Fantastic.
More from Coco. Stay with us. It's Baltimore Positive.